Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're joined by Albert Breer, and we've got a lot of questions. And Albert is an info guy, which is great, the MMQB senior NFL reporter. Mr. Breer, how you doing, buddy? Welcome back to Tiki and Tierney. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Great. I got a real concern. I've got a real question about what the NFL is going to do. I know you saw the Matthew Stafford stuff, so he basically sat out unnecessarily with the false positive. So it's one thing early in camp, all right, you can get around it, not a big deal, get back to practice. But what happens if that's on a Friday or a walkthrough on a Saturday and it's a false positive and you miss the game and you lose and then you get word the next day it's a false positive?
I mean, it's the reality. I hate to be so crass about this, but it's the reality, and I think it's, you know, it's just another thing that kind of goes into the bucket of so much of what happens this year in the NFL rides on what happens in the rest of the country. And you know, I've said that for a while, that I believe their ability to get a season played is going to, in part, you know, be, you know, related to how we're doing as a country in September and October and November. And this is another thing that I think fits into that box, you know, where it's, you know, you hope that you have more reliable testing when you get to the fall. But, you know, I think this is what everybody knows they signed up for. And, you know, I'm a little too young to remember all the ins and outs of the 1987 strike, but I know some older people who are involved in the league have said that, you know, this year is going to kind of have that sort of feel, in all likelihood, just the reality of what we're dealing with. And, you know, when you decide to play a football season in this sort of situation, that's what you're signing up for.
Yeah, and you're signing up for a lot of guys who are starting to opt out. I think it's over 40, maybe even close to 50 at this point, who have decided to opt out for varying reasons. Some of them are because they're at risk and they don't want to risk anything. But the league is, I think, nervous about this. They set the deadline till Thursday, which is 2 days from now. It feels truncated, but it's probably not because guys have had time to think about this. You know, how bad do you think the opt-out problem is going to get in the next 2 days, or have we seen the bulk of it?
No, I mean, I think, well, TG, I would just tell you, I think a lot of guys are thinking about it, you know, and I think the effect of some of the guys early on opting out was felt in that it gave everybody else cover, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think you had Laurent Duvernay-Tardif in Kansas City opting out almost immediately.
Yeah.
And to me, like, and you were a player, you can answer this. If you're a player and you see the one actual medical doctor in your ranks opting out immediately, doesn't that make you say, like, oh,
that's
whoa,
a good point.
Oh, wait a minute.
That's a good point. But I think he also did it because, like, he really
he
cares about
serve,
being a
right.
doctor, and he wants to serve. I remember I did a podcast with him when he was young in the league, and I was so impressed with how hard he's working at being a doctor. It's one thing to say, yeah, I want to be a doctor, I want to go get my MD, but to actually do the things that he does in the offseason, it's impressive.
Yeah, and so I know that, but I think it's like, get your attention, you know, I think we'll get your attention. And so,
yeah, no doubt.
I think that combined with, you know, Adante Hightower, you know, opting out, you know, I think you see some of the big names opting out, and to me, that at least gives other guys cover where, you know, maybe you have to worry a little bit less about how, you know, people are going to respond to what you're doing and a little bit more on your own personal situation and how comfortable you feel about going out there and playing. And so I do think that to some degree, having some of the early opt-outs that we did at least caused some people to contemplate the idea of it. And so I do think that there's a good amount of guys that are thinking about it. And it's interesting because, you know, the league really wanted this opt-out deadline to be as early as they could have it. And the initial agreement had been all right, like it's going to be 1 week after you're done with the side letter, which is, you know, finalizes the revisions to the CBA. Well, that side letter got done on Monday, and rather than it being next Monday, now the deadline's Thursday. And I think that sort of reflects the league wanting to have some certainty going forward. And I do think that there were some people, you know, with some teams and even at the league level that were nervous that players were going to get in the building and sort of look around and see how weird it is and see how different it is and sort of feel uncomfortable with that and then maybe decide to opt out, you know?
That's
and so I think that
point.
They wanted to make sure that guys, I think they wanted to make sure that guys had to make decisions fast. Otherwise, you know, you're around this a little bit more and maybe you get a little bit more uncomfortable with it. And then maybe we see more opt outs. And, you know, I think the idea was to stop that sort of chain reaction, which, but we can argue till we're blue in the face about how underhanded that might be.
What about a coach, though? Are we going to see that?
I don't think so. I mean, we haven't yet, and I think we probably would have already. But I do know that there are some coaches that have concerns. You know, I was talking to a guy on a staff, you know, the other day, and you know, he said, well, we got a guy here who has a heart condition. And so, you know, he thought about it. We're doing everything we can to protect him now. I talked to another coach, you know, probably a week before that, who has asthma, you know, who, you know, has some of the same concerns that some of the players with asthma would have. And so, you know, I think that there is that definite, you know, that there's definitely been those sorts of things that have been bounced around by coaches. You know, but each of these guys, their situations are a little bit different in that they may not be protected the way that the players are. And I think that those guys are wired a certain way too, where it's like, you know, they're worried. I mean, you know, you see so many of these guys go a year or 2 years out of work. Like a lot of these guys, I think, have sort of the mindset that if they walk away, those jobs might not be there for them anymore.
Yep.
So, you know, I think for some players that comes into play too. So, you know, I think if we were going to see, you know, a high profile coach opt out of the season, I think we would have seen it already.
So we're talking to Albert Breer, and Albert, of course, with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. He is the senior NFL reporter, MMQB, the MMQB, and he's with us here on the show, as I said. Got Tiki.
Yeah, you know, so one of the things we started our show with was talking about OBJ's comments and the money and how these guys are being viewed by the owners. And I pushed back on that a little bit because I think that some owners have good relationships with the players. Not all of them, but some of them do. But there really is a huge economic risk if this season isn't played because of the billions of dollars that it generates now, but also the CBA, or not the CBA, the broadcast package is going to be renegotiated in the next season. I mean, how important is this season to the owners? I mean, it's also important to the players because they care about money too, but how important is this to the owners to make this thing happen with the same kind of ease that it feels like the NBA is having their season go off?
It's really important, Tiki. I mean, I think, you know, the broadcast deals are obviously hanging in the balance, and there's a lot of initiatives that they're working on now outside of just that, you know, going forward that they want to have momentum for. Gambling's obviously a big one, and I wouldn't be surprised if, to make up for the revenue shortfall that they are going to have this year, if they accelerate the timetable on that. Mm-hmm. I know they felt like before, you know, they wanted to see where it was legalized in every state that has a team before they went forward with their plans there. Maybe that gets sped up a little bit. You know, and then the other thing is, you know, 17 games and some of their aspirations internationally. And so, you know, I think that they know that, you know, to have momentum, you have to have games. And, you know, they've been planning to have pretty big jumps in revenue coming over the next few years because of all of these sort of additions to their inventory. And now to have that sort of, you know, affected by this, I think, you know, it's obviously from a business standpoint something that they have to consider. And so
yeah.
I don't think that they ever really considered, like, the idea of not having a season. And I could even tell you, like, there were some teams, and I'm talking about, like, smart, well-run teams, they wanted to start the season pushed back to October so you could study what's happening in baseball and basketball and hockey a little bit, maybe have a better idea, have a little more runway as far as training camps go to the season. And that was 100% a non-starter for the league office. So they've wanted to go forward with this, and I think a big part of it is trying to build confidence with the public, trying to build confidence with their partners, their advertisers, yeah. that everything's going to be okay. And if it is, you know, then they build momentum, or they at least are able to maintain some of the momentum towards some of the, you know, business things that they have coming in the next few years.
But Albert, I would frame it as arrogance. That's how I would frame it, because there's nothing out there.
If you don't think that's a play, you don't know the NFL.
It obviously is, but it's one thing to be arrogant when you can afford to be arrogant, when there's no repercussions. If you are recklessly arrogant now, you sabotage everything.
Well, I would tell you this, though. I think one thing that's sort of given them, and you can call it a false sense of confidence about how all this is going to go, we'll see whether it is or not, is that they went forward with free agency when people said they shouldn't. That went fine. They went forward with the draft when people said they shouldn't. That went fine. They were able to pull off an entire virtual off-season program. You know, and look, like, there are differences. I don't need to tell you guys. I mean, it's a lot different doing something over a computer than it is congregating hundreds of people in buildings and trying to go through work weeks and those sorts of things. So there are obvious differences, but I do think that their ability to pull off those things in the spring did give them a sense of confidence and a feeling that we just got to put our head down and go through with this because that's what's best for the business.
Hey, Albert, we only have about a minute and a half here, but AB got an 8-game suspension and finally came down. I think it gives clubs actually more clarity on whether or not they want to sign Antonio Brown. What is the likelihood, and is there a destination that you speculate or are hearing that he might end up at?
I agree with you. It gives them clarity. I also think that the fact that you're buying low on him put some other teams in play just because, you know, wherever he goes, he's going with no power, right? Yeah. Like, and wherever he goes, and I'm assuming it'll be a good team because, you know, there's no reason for a bad team to sign him. You know, you go one where the coach really has the hammer because this could be his last shot in the NFL. So I do think the idea that he's sort of at a low point that you're buying low on him changes the dynamic a little bit from where it was last year. I do think he lands on a team, and the team that I keep hearing, and it's been out there, I'm not breaking news here, will be Seattle, just because Pete Carroll has been able to pull off these sorts of risks in the past.
Yeah.
And the fact that Pete would be sort of controlling that situation where it's, if he's any problem, he's gone. You know, having that sort of power, I think, can make a risk like this seem worthwhile. Now, you could argue about the moral stuff and everything else, and you know his transgressions are very, very serious. There's no question. But if you're comfortable with that part of it, I do understand why a team like Seattle might roll the dice on him.
All right. Albert Breer, thanks a lot, bud. Appreciate you. Albert Breer there.
Yep. Great stuff, Albert.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.